Now, multiple sclerosis is a condition. It's caused by immune cells attacking parts of the nervous system. And unfortunately, New Zealand has one of the highest incidences of this disease in the world. Dr. Anne Laflamme is based at Wellington's Maligan Institute of Medical Research, where she's working on new ways to treat MS. Hello.
Hi.
Good to have you with us. So first of all, tell us a little bit more about MS and also why it's so common here.
Yeah, well, you stole my thunder there. It's
Sorry.
So multiple sclerosis is a neurological disease, and it is all about the immune system attacking specific components found in the brain and in the spinal cord, which is what your central nervous system is. And in fact, the name itself, sclerosis, means scars. So it's talking about the multiple lesions, an inflammatory of immune cells that form within the brain. And that causes all of the symptoms.
What sorts of symptoms do people get?
Well, it's a huge variety. I think there are over 50 symptoms you could have. It could be loss of coordination, blurred vision, other visual disturbances, fatigue. There's also disruption of balance, motor movement, a range of different things. The first thing to think about is how your nervous system works, and it works by neurons signaling to each other. And for them to signal, they need to pass this signal over a long distance. And usually it's through an axon, so it's a long extension of one cell to another. Now, to get that signal across, you need to insulate that signal. And very much like an electrical wire has an insulation around it, so your neurons have what's called a myelin sheath that protects that axon and insulates the signal.
It's a bit like the sort of on the copper wire with the red or the blue sort of sheathing. Is that
exactly
an easy way to describe it?
It is. Now, and if you remove that that covering, then you'll cause a short circuit. And that's pretty much what is happening, is that you are preventing that signal from really reaching its target.
But why does it happen in just some bits of the nervous system?
Well, it only happens in the brain or the spinal cord and in areas where you have these myelin sheaths. So it's only in those areas.
But the brain's full of myelin, isn't it? And so is the spinal cord, lots of it. So why do just little patches get picked on?
Exactly why those particular patches are hit, nobody knows. And what's even more confounding is the fact that in different people, these lesions will appear in different areas, and even in the same person, over time, the lesions will occur in different areas. In some area, it may occur, it will resolve, and then another lesion may occur in another area. And so if you look at how the disease presents, one of the major forms of this disease is a relapsing remitting form, which means people have distinct episodes or attacks. And it's during that time that that demyelination, the removal of that sheath, occurs. And so then you have short circuiting, you have it, but only in that specific area of the brain, wherever that lesion is. There is another kind of broad form of the disease, which is probably the other 50% of the people, which is a progressive form, where you don't have distinct relapses, but you have a progressive accumulation of disability. And in that case, you're having that demyelination, that progressive demyelination occurring.
And so why is this so common in New Zealand? Is this a genetic thing? Do you think it's an environmental thing? What do you think is driving that?
It's both of those. We don't know exactly why, but we do know that there is a latitude association. So the farther from the equator you are, the more frequent, the more prevalent the disease is. And in fact, even in New Zealand, you can see that there is almost a threefold difference between the prevalence in Northland and Southland. So in Southland, it's three times higher, so you're more likely. And it's believed part of that latitude has to do with sunlight and vitamin D. And again, sunlight's important in the generation of vitamin D, but sunlight in and of itself, independent of vitamin D, is protective. So every time people tell you, oh, stay out of the sun, get away from it, in fact, the sun is a very important thing in our health.
Do we know why vitamin D and sunshine reduces your risk of getting this?
There, People are actively researching that, but we know that both of those, both vitamin D and sunlight, have effects on the immune system because it gets right back down to what is driving this disease, and it's the immune system targeting myelin, this particular component, and saying, this is bad, we have got to get rid of it. And by destroying that myelin, there is that disruption in the nerve impulses, and eventually you can even have neuronal loss. You can kill off the neurons.
Can we look at therapies? Is there a therapy today?
Yes, there are therapies, but unfortunately all of the therapies are for the relapsing remitting form. And part of that is because for years we have believed that the way the immune system is causing all of this problem is that it's the immune system from outside of the brain, outside of the central nervous system, infiltrating into the brain and causing these lesions, causing the disruptions. And so our therapies have really focused on that moment that the immune system is driving into the central nervous system. So some of the most effective therapies we have target migration, so prevent immune cells from getting into the central nervous system. I mean, even for years, we believed that the brain was immune privileged. We now know that it's not true. It's not
so
privileged.
What are you doing to try to get around the problems of or the constraints of the present treatments? What are you offering instead?
Well, so the thing is, as I said, all of these are targeting this relapsing remitting form. And that is about 50% of the people, or the 50% of the MS patients in New Zealand have relapsing remitting. The other 50% have this progressive, this chronic and progressive accumulation disability. And there are no treatments for that form. So right now, our focus is trying to find treatments for that form. And to do that, we have to look at how the immune involvement is occurring in a very different way. So now we're not thinking about how the immune system throughout the whole body is affecting it, but how it's happening within the central nervous system, within the brain. So looking at the resident immune cells that are there and trying to shift.
And what are you doing to those cells? What are you trying to persuade them to do differently?
We're trying to tell them to turn off or just to calm down a bit. Most of it is just calming down.
Well, thank you, Dr. Anne LaFlamme from the Maligan Institute of Medical Research. Thank you.